This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's on Packer Ave. Chickie's presenting Crab Fries for Heroes today for National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. Joining us now from WIP, of course, and NBC Sports Philadelphia, our good friend Ben Davis. Hello, Ben.
How you boys doing this afternoon?
Oh, we're doing good, man.
Ben Yami,
what's up,
brother?
Oh, we're doing good.
How we doing?
So you were there. Before we get into the Phillies, we have to talk about the big baseball thing, which
yes.
is Fritz to camera, of
sure.
course. Now, you were there on the field. First question, were you now, you know, you're on the WIP morning show every week. Were you cheering for DeCamera in the DeCamera versus Fritz showdown the other day?
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I was Switzerland. I was neutral.
Hearing a lot of this from the morning show. You, Seltzer.
I said the other day when I was in on Wednesday, I said, you know, I got nobody in this race. It doesn't affect my life one way or the other. So, you know, I had no skin in the game. So I was my only thing that I wanted out of that was that no one got hurt. That was the only thing I wanted. And fortunately, well, I just texted with Jack yesterday, and he said he was a little sore, but, you know, that comes with the business.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody getting hurt, that wasn't a gimme. You know, like, there was at least a 30 or 40% chance we were calling an ambulance at some point. So I agree with you. The fact that Joe didn't get hurt running and Jack's arm is still on his body, I think, is a win.
I think that's a win.
Were you impressed by Jack's stuff and composure on the mound?
I was very impressed with his composure, and I was very impressed with his command. You know, I think that was the biggest question going into that. The rivalry was how many strikes he was going to throw, and once he filled up, I mean, the first pitch, boom, strike one. I'm like, oh, I said he's got it. So he was just filling it up, and the command was there. I was very impressed with the command.
And Joe switching to left-handed the final two at-bats, did you see that as a panic move, or did that seem like a well-thought-out strategy to you?
No, I thought it was a panic move. I mean, he did put three balls in play right-handed, so I don't know why he would have gotten away from that. You could clearly see that he was never a switch hitter, and I don't. I guess it was just a panic move. Trying to get a different viewpoint, pitchers see hitters differently. There's a different window when you have a righty compared to a lefty up there. Maybe he thought he was going to try and get him off this game, but it was Fritz was undeterred. Undeterred he was.
Well, the stunning thing is, what's that?
I said he should have switched sooner.
Yeah,
if he was going
to
do it.
The stunning thing is, Ben, when you talk to Joe about it, he swears he can hit left-handed. Like, that, it wasn't a bit. Like, he was up there actually trying to get a hit left-handed, which is stunning to me. Yeah.
Well,
and he did put a few balls in play. All it has to do is he hit a ground ball in the right spot. You got to hit, you know?
Right.
So
no doubt.
I would have kept doing that.
Especially on turf. I mean, it's a faster surface, and you know, it could squeak one through those infielders who were playing fairly shallow against Joe. I mean, I would have probably stuck right-handed.
Yeah, we could have put traffic cones up in the outfield on Wednesday. So the final thing, how do you handicap the rest of the competition? So there's three left. There's tennis, running, and basketball. They are tied 1-1. We know that you're Switzerland and you're not cheering for anyone, but how do you see the rest of the competition going?
I honestly don't see, and I love being on the morning show, I love Joe to death, I don't see any scenario in which he wins. Wins the next, you know, running. Jack runs. He actually goes out running, and he's a hell of a lot younger. That's a big factor. I mean, it's a big thing. And then I think, just from what I saw, Joe doesn't seem to be so fleet of foot from what I saw the other day. So I think maybe
he runs groin first, Ben.
Yeah. What is that style of running? He did not look like Usain Bolt out there. It wasn't the same form.
It was very cartoon-esque, I think, running. It was like his head was back and his chest was out. He's giving it all he could. But, I don't know. I don't see a scenario in which Joe can pull us out. I just think Jack has a bit more athleticism, and being younger, obviously, it means a lot. I was very impressed with Jack's stamina the other day. I mean, it was a hot day. He's on the turf, but he was able to go out there and continue to battle.
Do you think you could have gotten a hit off of Jack?
Yeah. Easily.
I would have liked my chances. Yeah.
He still got it.
Yeah, it wasn't that impressive.
I could have got a hit off Jack.
You think so?
Yeah.
We could put one in
next year. I'd love to see you guys go at it next year.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Ben Davis with
Jack's
us.
Jack's arm will allow that to happen.
No. This thing is hanging, Ben. This thing's hanging. Both parts of the elbow.
I went and threw to both of my boys yesterday. Our little guy, our 10-year-old, is like, Dad, can we go hit? I said, yeah, let's go hit. So we went over and hit, and my other guy was over there lifting, and then, you know, he said, let me get some swings. So I ended up throwing like two buckets of balls, and I woke up this morning, and I was sore. You know, and I can't imagine what Jack's going through. His arm must be hanging.
So let's talk about the Phillies, obviously the less important of the two baseball things. I wanted to ask about one of their pitchers heading into the break, and that is Jesus Luzardo. Wheeler has been dominant. Ranger's been dominant. Chris Sanchez has been dominant. But Luzardo has had moments like his last outing or even the beginning of the season where he's looked great, and then games where he's really struggled in a way that he has even a trouble getting through the fourth or fifth inning. What do you see from Luzardo and projecting to the second half? Like, what does he have to do to be more of the good Luzardo than the bad Luzardo?
I just think he needs to be more competitive in the strike zone with his fastball. When he has good fastball command, especially glove side, so that's into a righty, away to a lefty, it really sets up his other pitches. Then he can feather that changeup away. He can backfoot the breaking ball with the slider and the sweeper. I just think it just really sets those pitches up because he does have above-average velocity. And if you're a right-handed hitter and you see that fastball at 97, 98 coming in on you, you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I got to get going a little bit sooner. I have to get going. And then all of a sudden, if you don't recognize spin, that's when he's able to backfoot that breaking ball. I'm not comparing him to Steve Carlton, but that's what lefties do, backfoot that breaking ball to righties. But it's all set up by the fastball command, especially on the inside part of the plate to right-handed hitters. If he can be a little bit more competitive on that side of the plate for strikes with the fastball, I really like his chances because that stuff is, I mean, it's not to sound funny, but it is big league stuff and then some.
So Ranger has been dominant from a number standpoint. His velocity has dropped in a way that may be concerning. And, like, you know, he's got great location, but when you start dipping to the mid-80s, it worries you a little bit. What do you see from Ranger, and is the velocity a concern for you?
It is, Spike. Normally is not, but, I mean, it's almost like when I would catch Jamie Moyer out in Seattle, Jamie's like, you know, and I'm a big guy, 6'5", 250, and Jamie's like, listen, man, you got to get as small as you possibly can back there. I got to aim small, miss small. He goes, if I miss big, it's a home run because I'm not going to throw my 85 past anybody. And I think that's where Ranger is right now. Yes, he's been really good, even though that velocity is way down. It's just substantially down. I mean, it's 3 to 4 miles an hour off the four-seamer. And, you know, that's definitely concerning for me. But if he's able to locate, then so be it. But there's going to be days where he doesn't locate, and, you know, he's going to get hit around, because there is a huge difference. I mean, a huge difference between 86 and 88 as compared to 92, 93. So that is, you know, that is a little concerning for me. He does pitch. He's got a great mentality out there. His giving you-know-what factor is at zero. So I think that really lends itself to you know, to him going out there and competing. And, you know, they're unveiling a statue today in Chicago for Mark Burley for the White Sox. And Ranger kind of reminds me of Mark Burley. When I caught Burley in Chicago, it was, he would go into his windup before I even put a finger down. He just believed in himself. He believed in the catcher. And he said, here it is, hit it. If you hit it, then you're better than me. But I don't think you're going to. I think Ranger has that same kind of attitude and that competitive nature. But I am a little concerned about the velocity being down. But as long as he can continue to locate and, you know, just keep changing speeds, I think we'll be okay.
Ben Davis with us. Ben, let's talk about Bryce. So Bryce,
he's back.
Bryce, well, okay. He's had a weird year, right? Because even before he went out with the wrist injury or the wrist condition or whatever it is, it wasn't the year that we normally expect from him. So he comes back. He has a bunch of bad games and then has a breakout game the last game with the four hits. Is there something we can look for with Bryce that, aside from, you know, the hitting doubles and home runs, a sign that, okay, he is on his way back to being the Bryce Harper that we expect?
Well, I think the other day was a great sign. That game on Wednesday where he was driving the ball to left field, left center, you know, he even said after the game, you know, when I'm doing that, I'm good. And when I get myself into better counts, it seems like he goes up there sometimes. I'm not saying all the time. But when he goes up to home plate, it almost it's already pre-registered in his mind that he's going to swing. And, you know, a lot of pitchers throwing first pitch breaking balls. You know, I'm never going to compare myself to Bryce Harper, but the last thing I ever wanted to hit or go up there looking for was a first pitch breaking ball. And it just seems like he has that mindset where I'm swinging no matter what. And it could be a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It could be a 78-mile-an-hour curveball. But I think you looked the other day. He said, I got myself into bad counts. And he said, today I didn't do that. I need to get myself into better hitters' counts. And it's going to work for him. And I think it's just the fact that he could recognize that means that he's going to be on his way. But the pitch recognition and also using the left side of the diamond, if he could do that and stay through baseballs and drive them the other way, not just hit them the other way, but drive them the other way, I think that's a telltale sign that he's back.
I think we all expected right around now, probably right after the All-Star break, for Andrew Painter to be starting for the Phillies. He has struggled at AAA. I mean, it hasn't been horrible, but his ERA has been at around 5. I think he's only pitched into the 6th. What is the point of the year where the team has to say he's not coming up this year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, is there a time during the year where you're like, where you just sort of give up the hope of this year and just let him work on his stuff in the minors and then start looking toward next year?
Yeah, I think it depends a lot on, to be honest with you, with Aaron Nola and how he's going to be able to bounce back from his injuries. I think that's going to be a big thing, because having them send Abel down, who pitched brilliantly last night, by the way, in six innings and just gave up one hit. I think it really depends on Aaron Nola and how healthy he is, because, you know, I don't think they're going to go out and throw out Taijuan Walker. Another starter, although he pitched four innings the other night and did okay. But I think it just depends on Painter and just him being consistent and make sure that he's healthy. A, he's 22 years old. Got to make sure he's healthy. And B, that he tries to start to get out of those real big innings. It just seems like every outing he goes out, the AAA level, he gives up a big inning. And that's why that ERA is so high, because he's not pitching a whole lot of innings. It's five or six and that's it. But I think at some point, if he continues to pitch the way he is, you know, I really don't see them calling him up, because if he's getting hit in AAA, he's going to get hit in the big leagues, and you don't want to have that happen from a mental standpoint. You know, make sure he's right mentally as well. But we'll have to wait and see. But I think at some point, I think it's either, you know what, or get off the pot at this point right now with Painter. Either bring him up or just tell him, you know what, you're going to stay down there the entire season and you know, come back to spring training next year and battle for one of those five starting pitching rotations.
So, Ben, it's a little on the spot, but we've been kicking around the idea, like, if you could push your chips in on one, would you push your big trade chips in on a bullpen arm or a big bat, like a big back-end bullpen arm or a big bat? Where do you kind of fall on that?
Emmanuel Clase, please.
You want the bullpen arm.
I want the bullpen arms, yeah. I do think it's possible that they get a back-end bullpen guy. I mean, Class A would be ideal. I love his stuff, and he's under contract for another few more years with club option, I think, in 28, and he's not making that much money. It's only like $10 million a year. I think if you could get him, and I still think they could use another, you know, right-handed consistent bat. And if they can get those two, I like the Phillies' chances, because this offense, I think, just something to help them out so they're just not so up and down. I mean, you know, they get stifled the first two nights in San Francisco, and then they come out in that day game and they put up 13 runs. It's like, how can they be so consistently inconsistent? But I think a back-end bullpen piece would be great, and if they get something, whether that be a Brent Rooker from the A's or somebody along those lines, they just need, I think, in my opinion, another right-handed at-bat.
All right, Ben, we appreciate you, and your ability to stay neutral is really something to behold. We might have to put you on the lie detector this year to see if you really are neutral.
Honest God, I would actually pass that. I really would.
See.
It just,
we'll see.
It doesn't affect me one way or the other, but again, I'm just glad nobody got hurt. So that's
all
good
right.
Thing.
All right, Ben.
All right, brother.
All right, thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
There it is. I don't think we're going to see Painter this year.
Yeah, if I was betting, I guess I'd say no. They might just not need him. Like when
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't even know if there's a need for him.
Yeah, he would have to start pitching at like a they have to start really fast-tracking now.
Yeah, I also wonder if, and I think you're right when you bring it up, is the year after Tommy John surgery, how Alcantara has struggled, how Strider struggled. Like, I actually wonder if the idea of him pitching in the big leagues this year was like, wrong from the start, given how those guys are struggling.
Yeah, but I think they've just been so bullish on him they were ready to bring him up in 23 as a 20-year-old. So I think they just have super high hopes for him.
Yeah.
And maybe that he's currently not reaching their hopes. I think they've always been super, super high on him.
It was nice to see Abel settle in. And yeah. He had a no-hitter through five, I think, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494, Stock Watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. We want one guy whose stock you're buying, one you're selling, Justin in Yonkers. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you,
Justin. We got you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'll start with the selling stock. I would sell Saquon Barkley at this point.
That's our third one.
For the purposes of the topic, I just think... I think everything went perfectly last year. I think he might get injured, miss a few games. And I also just think, I think A.J. Brown and Smitty, they bought in for the 1 year, but you can't, A.J. Brown will lose the game again, I think, if we're running the ball, 35 times a game and he's not getting thrown the ball. So I think they're going to have to lean on Jalen. He's going to have to improve in the passing game this year. So just because his stock is so high right now, I would sell it. And, I agree with Spike. I would buy Joel Embiid stock. I think it's never been lower, never will be lower. And I just think, I wouldn't buy Paul George's stock necessarily. But Joel Embiid, if he's healthy, he's still a top five player in the world. And I think these young guys, like Edgecombe, Maxey, and McCain, it's almost like when you have an older dog and you get a puppy, it kind of invigorates the dog. Like, I'm hoping these younger guys can kind of, invigorate him and give him some more energy and – if he's healthy, he's still a top five player, so I would buy Embiid stock at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he has an opportunity to save his sort of, not save his legacy, but you don't want his career ending here like this.
No.
Like, you don't want it to be an injury, a disaster season, and then all of a sudden, he plays nine games, and then he tries it again next year, and it just sort of ends up being this whimper that it ends up with. I would rather see him go through a year, fail again in the second round, and then at least I, in my heart, can say, for sure, this guy just didn't have it from a mentality standpoint, or just, I can say that he didn't want it. The injury stuff clouds all of it. And
isn't that a perfect sort of out?
But I don't think people buy it.
The injury?
Well, I think they'll buy it, but I think on some level, the injury stuff and the choking stuff is conflated. You know, like people mix up the two sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think, just for my own sake, because I've gotten to a point, quite honestly.
Which is a worse perception of him? That he's injury prone or he's a choke artist?
So here's the difference. I'm talking about for me.
Right.
So for me, I would rather know, because I believe at this point, he can't handle the pressure of big situations in the playoffs. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I don't believe he can handle it. I don't.
Okay.
But if it ends this way, I feel like there are so many players, maybe not a ton of players, but there's enough players in the NBA, even for Charles and Dirk, who not late in their careers, but later in their careers, finally got to a point. Dirk was perceived as a choker. Mm-hmm. Charles had never gotten there. Now Charles was extenuating circumstances and that the Sixers were never very good. But at least there was an opportunity. I just want to know for sure that's what it is. Now, yeah. I think locally, in 10 years, if he never comes back from injury, we can look back and say, oh, it was failed by injury. But for me, I would just rather it end in a decisive way in that he got there again, he couldn't get it. I could handle that better than the what-ifs of the rest of his career.
Yeah, I needed the other way.
You needed the injury.
He was injured all the time, yes.
Wow.
Because it's not about talent.
No.
So that's there.
Yeah.
But the idea of he couldn't get past the second round because he couldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah.
I think that hurts his legacy more than the injury thing.
I agree from a legacy perspective. Yeah. I think for like what I need is to either close the book on this or not close the book on this. And like if he gets there
well,
again.
You know he's attached to you no matter what happens.
I know. That's why I just want to know, because I want to know what I believe.
Right.
I know what I believe right now. But if it ended this way, it's incomplete. My belief is I'll still have this lingering feeling. Man, if he just got there one more time.
Right.
But like, because I thought he was good against the Knicks, like, quite honestly, you know? And I'm also sick of, and this is from the pro Embiid people, sick of just looking at his on-off numbers in the playoffs. Like, we all saw it. We all saw him choke against the Celtics. We all saw him choke against the Heat. You know, we all, like, those, that we all, by the way, he choked against the Hawks, too. He did.
Yeah.
You know, he choked against the Hawks. And it was very easy to put that on Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons deserves a lot of that blame. But Joel, if Joel was Joel, that they should have won that series without
Twice.
Ben Simmons.
Yes.
You know, like that team was a 8 seed or a 7 seed, whatever the hell they were.
Yeah.
They were the Sixers were a number 1 seed in the playoffs that year. They had a very easy first round against the Wizards that year. So, like I for my own personal thing, whether he's tied to me or not is what it is. I don't care.
Well, yeah, you can't change that.
Yeah, I can't change it.
I was going to see him in Arthur
the other
day.
It's like me being tied to Wentz. Yeah. No matter that's
what it is.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Justin, what is your next question today? What's your favorite thing about vacation?
I haven't put too much thought into it, but I'll just say not going to work, no responsibility, and eating good food.
There it is.
The
eating good food, I'm pretty strict in what I eat.
Of course.
Yeah, I'll say you are.
Yeah. Even aside from the vegan thing.
Yeah.
Even aside from the vegan thing, it's good for a week when I tell myself, I'm going to have all the French fries I want.
Yeah.
You know?
On National French Friday?
Yeah, I'll have all. I might even start it today. I've not had crab fries today.
Wow.
I might have crab fries today.
Lay your hair down. Lay your hair down.
Get a little crazy.
What do you think of the video of Embiid and Arthur? That was good.
It's always nice to see him with his son.
Yeah. Kid's got soft touch.
Well, he does. He was hitting jumpers there.
Yeah.
I actually think him having a son may have put the cap on his like career. Honestly, I think he likes being a dad, and I think he has learned. I think he cares about basketball. I don't think he cares about it in the way that the best players of all time care about it. And I think him having a son gave him perspective of what he actually does care about. And I think it may have like sapped whatever drive he has to play again. He's got all the money in the world. And I just don't think he ever loved it in a way that the best players. Kevin Durant is obsessed with basketball. As big of a goofball as he can be, like all that guy wants to do is play basketball. I don't feel the same about Joel.
Yeah.
You know?
Kevin Durant, you said what he did with the Jordan thing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, KD.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying he's not a loser.
Yeah, come on, KD.
Yeah. Coming up next, we will find out if Hugh Douglas keeps the belt or if the belt is taken away from him.
Looking forward to it.
As well, we have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. We want one Philadelphia sports figure whose stock you want to buy, one you want to sell. Mine I wanted to buy was Embiid. It's cheap right now. One I was going to sell is Fangio. It's never going to be worth more. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies presents Crab Fries for Heroes today on National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly are Friday home until football season starts. Chickies today presents Crab Fries for Heroes. It's National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. So get to your local Chickies. If it's not this one, get some Crab Fries today. It's 4:30 on Friday, Ike. And 4:30 on Friday is when we award the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents the belt.
Oh, that's right. Who has the belt? Well, having the belt coming into today was Hugh Douglas. He got a bonus week because last Friday was July 4th and we were off. Hugh Douglas was awarded the belt when he asked to see Cooper DeJean's DMs. which was a very strong thing.
Yeah.
So the belt is awarded to the WIP employee who essentially came the strongest that week, had the biggest take, whatever it is.
Perform the best sometimes in a big pressure situation.
Perform the best in a pressure situation. So first I can tell you, Hugh Douglas no longer holds the belt.
Okay.
I mean, he did have to prop up TK all week.
He did.
You know?
He did.
Like that's a...
Did they play the TK song this week?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kyle... they missed that on a chance.
Well, because Kyle Quinn was off the week that we broke the TK song, you know, thing.
So maybe he didn't,
maybe
know
didn't even know about it.
So the question is, who took the belt from Hugh Douglas? I can tell you, it is a member of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep.
The new holder of the belt is Ike Reese. Ike Reese has been injured all week.
Oh, how about that?
Has been hobbling around essentially on one leg. You got a grapefruit knee there. And has it hampered his performance on the WIP Afternoon Show? The answer's no. The answer's no. Look, playing injured is something that we, especially on the WIP Afternoon Show, we take a lot of pride in.
Yep.
And while Jack Fritz did strike out Joe DeCamara
five times
out of eight at-bats, going into vacation week, the holder of the belt for his injured performance is Ike Reese. Ike, what do you have to say?
First of all, I got to thank God.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
T's and P's.
I want to thank my family.
Yep.
Stuck with me through all this, through thick and thin.
Yep.
Somebody had to wait on me hand and foot this week. Appreciate that from the family. You know, I got to thank my two co-hosts here.
Yep.
You know, you guys just trucked along during the week. Never batted an eye. Never said to me, you want to take a day off?
No, we did not.
You know, you guys pretty much just acted as if nothing happened all week.
Yep.
In fact, I've made fun of you most of the week.
Yeah. That is a good point.
And you haven't killed me yet.
Yeah, I appreciate that from you guys.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, even though I know I'm a multiple recipient of this award.
It's your first time?
Nope. It's not my first time. I stole it from Elliot on the day this award was given.
Yes.
So I've won this so infrequently. I do remember the last time I actually won it, which is the first time.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all the listeners out there. Thank you for putting up with me this week. It has not been easy. Quite frankly, I've been on pain medicine all week. Don't know what the hell I've said through most of these shows, but I haven't gotten us kicked off the air, so everything's okay.
Congratulations, Ike. Well earned.
Thank you.
Jack, your thoughts to Ike getting the belt this week?
Oh, incredibly disappointing. Of course, more clickbait from the committee.
What?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
There's nothing to click.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a takedown. It was a reestablishing the new world order of WIP with what happened on Wednesday.
You just did what you were supposed to do.
Let's be honest. It wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
Like it was impressive. I don't know. It was fine. I just went out and did a job.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
But only one person can have the belt. So Ike takes it from his former teammate and current teammate in two different capacities, Hugh Douglas. It was a good run for Ike, or for Hugh, rather, a 2 week.
Yeah.
And Ike, you will have it for 2 weeks no matter what you do next week.
Thank you.
Because we don't have it next week. There's no belt next week. So
I mean, on vacation with that knee.
Yep. Congratulations, Ike Reese, the holder of the WIP Afternoon Show belt. Let's talk a little Phils with our guy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So Chris Sanchez is getting screwed.
Oh, he's definitely getting screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is... Okay, go ahead. Why he's being screwed.
So David Peterson, who admittedly is on my fantasy team, so I'm very impressed with David Peterson,
He's on my fantasy.
He's on my fantasy. Well, I manage four leagues.
Oh,
Spike,
okay.
Like, this is...
All right.
It's a lot. I mean, to raise two kids,
okay,
be on this show, and then manage four fantasy baseball teams...
It's a lot of work.
It's a mental grind.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mental sweats in my house.
Yeah.
So David Peterson makes the All-Star game over Chris Sanchez.
Ridiculous.
And the theory is, well, Sanchez is pitching Sunday, so he's not going to be in the All-Star game anyway, so they're going to remove him anyway. But that shouldn't matter. I mean, he's already been paid, so now it's not a lot of money. But at the same time, like, it's going to be brought up when they go to the negotiating table, and he's not going to have an All-Star appearance, even though he deserves an All-Star appearance because of the day he pitches for his real team.
They should have just named Sanchez, taken him off the team, and then put Peterson on.
And then put
on
Peterson on.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
There is. David Peterson has been good this year. He's been the best pitcher.
What? It makes no sense.
Well, at least he gets the All-Star team on his resume.
He can say he's a two-time All-Star. Now he doesn't get the All-Star appearance because of he happens to pitch on Sunday, and they know he can't pitch in the game anyway.
So you got to give me an example where they've done this with someone else.
Well, I don't know. But it's happening
here. It does not make sense.
Well, then what I would say is then there's – he deserved it over David Peterson. Like, every one of his numbers is better than David Peterson.
I agree. Yeah. My only point is that if he's pitching Sunday, he was never going to be in the All-Star game.
But he can still name him an All-Star and then just take him off because he deserves to be an All-Star to get the recognition and help with his future contract, future earnings. It's collusion.
That's not what collusion
is. Sorry, I was putting on my Spike reporting cap.
Yeah, we've said collusion too many times on the show. Jack still doesn't know what it is.
Yes, he's got to figure it out. Would have been nice, but I did not even realize you said it would have been his second All-Star appearance.
It was in last year's game, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in last year's game?
Yeah.
I mean, what's he making?
Oh, so they put him, Strom, and Hoffman?
Him, Strom, Hoffman, the whole infield started the game. No, sorry, Stott didn't. So it was a Turner, Bohm, and Harper, and then Wheeler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's right, because we sent the most All-Stars ever.
Yeah.
The Phillies.
Actually, now that you say it, what a disaster the end of last season was.
I know.
I mean, what
when you realize they had that many All-Stars.
And Bohm was in the home run derby.
Oh.
And he actually showed out.
Almost
he
did. Almost, I bet money on Bohmer that night.
Yep.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. He looked good. He got to the finals, right?
He did.
He did. Lose
yes.
To?
Yep. He lost to
not Alonzo.
No, he lost to from the Dodgers.
Oh, Teoscar Hernandez.
Yes,
you're
yeah,
right.
Teoscar Hernandez. Yes.
Yeah, watch that in Canada. So I actually been thinking about Chris Sanchez. What is like
his,
what is his like Philly sports comp? Like if you go to other teams, because he's been really good. Doesn't feel like he gets, and not even just this year. He's really good last year. I mean, again, he made the All-Star game. He's good for the half. But
it's Devontae.
It's a little Devontae.
But Devontae gets more credit than Sanchez does, I think, but probably just because he's on the Eagles. But
yeah.
But I think from a skill standpoint, now he's not a high draft pick like Devontae, of course.
Uh-huh.
But I think from a performance perspective, Devontae is overshadowed by A.J. Brown. And just like Chris Sanchez is overshadowed by Zach Wheeler, we say Devontae could be a number one on a number team on another team, just like Chris Sanchez could be a number one on another team. I think Devontae is probably a good comp for Chris Sanchez.
Yeah, but Devontae's more known around the league though. Like, it feels like Sanchez doesn't have the.
And what is Sanchez making? $9 million?
Yeah,
$8 million?
$9 million.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like $24 million over the course of the deal.
Wow.
So it's like nothing.
Yeah.
But it feels like around the league, he never gets talked about.
Yeah.
Two straight years, he's posted. He's got the ERA in the mid 2.6, I think. Right?
Passes the eye test, by the way.
The eye test.
Yeah.
And
he's only getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from where he went from, which was like a random bullpen guy that could just never throw strikes, to what he's turned into.
You know what he needs? Postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he only has one start in the postseason.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good in that Mets start, but it wasn't like a dominating effort.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's got to be a dominating effort in a series they win.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, it can't just be, you know, he went six innings and one run against the Mets and they lost in four games or whatever
right.
it is. He needs that too. But he is great. Like he is a number one kind of pitcher,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And for those keeping track at home,
and by the way, people were saying that Peterson shouldn't have made it over Ranger. Ranger hasn't pitched the whole year. Like,
yeah,
I would
12 starts.
Yeah, I would put Peterson over Ranger just because he's been there the entire season and Ranger has not.
I understand why Ranger didn't make the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now he can still win the Cy Young. Sanchez and Ranger have about the same Cy Young odds. They're right next to each other.
I would put my money on Sanchez over Ranger because just because
Ranger's odds are going up like that.
Uh-oh.
Why? No, I got him at plus 6,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the one that's the most important is that Zach Wheeler is now the favorite to win Cy
yes.
Young.
Yes.
Over that fraud five-inning pitcher, Paul Skeens.
But I also bet on all three of them.
I'm sure you did.
Meaning all three Phillies pitchers.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yeah. Did you already lose money on Lizardo? We're losing that one?
Nah, I did not jump on Lizardo.
Good.
He's always waiting for him to sort of fall back to the pack.
Yep.
Yeah, which he has. He's bounced around. Not consistent. Very good when he's good. Very bad when he's bad.
Not bad for a fourth starter.
Not bad.
Carlos Estevez. Spike's favorite pitcher, an all-star.
Shocking.
Well, he was good last season, too. He's a regular season pitcher.
Postseason where it falls apart.
Well, I mean, like, I just, like, his stuff does not pass the eye test at all. And, like, congrats to him, by the way, because he has been much better during the regular season these last 2 years than he has previously. His control has been way better. His walk rate is way down. He throws strikes, which I think... You know, by the way, if we had another bullpen arm that just consistently threw strikes and didn't hang slide.
Saying we could use him?
During the regular season, I wouldn't mind having him. My problem with Estevez was not adding him to the roster last year. It was they traded too much for him, and he was their big, you know, guy
yeah,
who they got.
Move, yeah.
And it's just not what they needed, I don't think.
So how's this for a blind resume for a trade target for the Phils?
Okay.
So this is a bullpen arm.
Okay.
How would this sound?
Oh, boy.
3.13 ERA, 37 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts in 37 innings overall in the year. Would that be someone you'd be semi-interested in?
Well, you didn't give up the hits and the walks over 37 innings.
Well, his whip is like 1.2.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, 1.2.
Well, I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Sir Anthony.
Sir Anthony.
Yeah.
Sir Anthony!
Come on. Bring him home.
Yeah.
Bring him home. He's still... Sir Anthony, for as shaky as he could be, he had some. You want to talk about postseason moments? He had some postseason moments for the Phillies.
He could be. They need two guys. He could be the other guy.
Well, he's the. If they wanted to make the two for one trade or the yeah get two guys from the same team, which is with Dombrowski, the Dombrowski special. He does that at the deadline. He just shops for the same team. You know, Angels a couple years ago, Rangers a couple
just
years ago.
Just wants to shop efficiently.
Yeah.
Wants to get it all from the same store.
Yeah, like, just like you.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yep.
Narrow your choices down.
Yep.
I know people talked a lot about, you know, Bednar and Dennis Santana. But with the Orioles, Seranthony and Felix Bautista is the two that would be pretty disgusting.
Here's what I'm saying. Dave Dombrowski, whatever it is you're going to do, it needs to be with an effort to win the World Series this year.
Yes, I agree.
Like, this idea that we can just let this year go.
With this starting pitch.
Yeah, and somehow we're going to be back here next year or getting the World Series next year or the year after. I just don't feel that. I feel like we've actually been given another chance when the window is briefly still ajar. I thought the window shut after last year.
Yes, sir.
But it's a jar. It's there.
Yep.
You got to do something with
it. Even another lease on life.
You got to do something with this year.
The fact that they are still in first place after not having Bryce for a month and having a so-so Bryce before that is a testament to how good the starting pitching
and
is.
And with no Nola. No Nola.
And, well, let me ask you both. Are you willing to trade Andrew Painter to make that happen?
For the right player, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm open to it. I got enough young pitchers. Listen, they've been doing a decent job drafting. I know the draft is Sunday.
Yep.
I don't go draft a pitcher. No?
I don't think they're going to draft a pitcher.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's available or what's out there. All I'm saying is replenish the talent.
Well, they've drafted a lot of high school guys.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to keep drafting high school guys?
I like college guys.
Nah. So
then you're waiting 4 years for those guys most times unless they are
the theory is you draft high school guys at that point because in 3 years when it's their draft year they would have gone like top 10.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So
when you're picking late in the first round, you're kind of taking lottery tickets.
Yeah.
You know, there's not like most college guys by that point just they don't have the same kind of upside that a high school guy is.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why, you know, scouts and all this, that's all they do is live off upside.
Yeah.
That's what they live off of, upside.
Yep.
Yeah,
but we never get those guys.
When's
the last high school player we had that's come up and been anything significant?
Well, they're coming. They are. Abel's coming. Painter.
Abel's
Crawford.
Coming. We're ready to trade him right
now.
Well,
he's probably going to get traded. His trade value's fine. Shoved last night.
All I want is I understand they had
to figure out this high school guy that we've been waiting on. When's the last time we had a high school guy?
There's a Calvary coming.
All right. I'm going to complain a little bit here.
That's a shocker.
Interesting.
Well, I understand they had to rebuild the whole minor league system, and you want a lot of guys. Could you give me one guy who comes up here, and everybody around the league is like, wow, look at that guy. Like, the Nationals, for all of their failures, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto.
Yeah, they drafted a lot of great players.
Who's the starting pitcher? Steven Strasburg. Like, could you give...
Well, they were 1-1, though.
What's that?
Well, they were 1-1.
Number one overall pick.
Wait, but I don't care. We spent our number one overall pick on Mickey Moniak.
Well, it's not their fault.
No, it's true.
It's not whose fault.
Well, there wasn't a Strasburg or Harper in the draft.
Well, but see, there we go. But they still had their choice of every guy.
Every player in the draft.
Like, I want one guy who's... And you guys kept telling me it was Painter. I want one guy. And meanwhile, I'm looking around.
You guys are telling me.
Well, I'm looking around the league, and I just see all these young pitchers that are striking out 15 guys a game. And meanwhile, Andrew Painter is in AAA with a 5 ERA, giving up three home runs in one game.
He's 2 years younger than those guys.
Okay, well, I want one guy.
he's coming.
Give me a 19-year-old who comes up into the big leagues, and everybody's like, holy hell, where did they get? And by the way, the Nationals now have James Wood.
Who they traded for.
But they still have him, and they got him when he was 20 years old. Come on.
High school guy.
Grow up. Give me a star.
Aiden
Miller's going to get up here. He's going to hit 268 with 17 over on.
That ain't that.
It's another
valuable player.
It's another stud.
258.
Give me a star.
They're coming.
Okay.
What was Paul Skeens high school?
No, he's college.
It's college?
Yeah.
How'd he turn out?
Well, he's 1-1. What do you want him to do?
It sounds like you hate all college players.
I don't. No. I just, when you're top of the draft, if there's a college guy, I'm fine. It's just like, for a chance at a star, I would just take a high school guy late in the draft. Yeah. Because like, the college guys are mostly maxed out.
How are they maxed out at 21 years old?
Yeah, just trust me.
Give me a maxed out Paul Skeens.
They're not picking number one. You can say get Paul
Skeens. They did pick number one. They took McMillan.
That's not their fault. The draft sucked.
When did we take that kid? Who was the kid that never played up here? The outfielder.
Wait, Haseley was up here for a second.
Corey somebody.
Oh, Cornelius Randolph?
Yeah, Corey. Whatever happened to him?
Horrible. I mean, he was the 10th overall pick. Yeah. That was the old scouting department.
I remember the first time I saw Juan Soto, and the guy was hitting bombs. I was like, right. Where the hell does this team get these guys?
Exactly.
It's international signing.
Well, it's a signed international guy.
They're working on it. Arun Escobar is Acuna's coach.
Oh, I'm just thank God.
Oh, but everyone wants to trade every prospect. You never let them develop.
We did let them develop. There's Stott and boom.
But they were, and there's Nola. Hold on. There's your college guys. There's your college guy.
Hold on. Nolo's, that was a good pick.
Yeah.
It was fine.
He was supposed to be a three. It ended up being better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we heard Pete.
Oh, yes. One of the most underrated quotes the last 10 years.
Yeah, Pete McKinnon.
What did he say?
He said Nola was a three.
Yeah, as he's like the best pitcher on the staff.
Oh, really?
Point. Yeah. Like, he probably profiles to be a three. He's the number one prospect in the system.
All right, Jack, you have anything else?
The draft is on Sunday, by the way. Two names to look for, Sean Gamble and Josh Hammond.
Are they high schoolers?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. I told you, that's all they pick here.
I don't look at any college players.
What position?
Gamble's like a second baseman, outfielder type, and then Hammond is a shortstop.
Are we ever going to draft somebody?
Actually, third baseman.
Good.
Good or hits for power?
Yeah, we don't.
Where's our Ryan Howard at?
We drafted him in the fifth round.
Okay.
So, well, I was told you needed the number one overall pick.
Exactly. To get Paul Skeens, You can't just say get Paul Skeens at 27. That's not how it works.
Your worm is out of control.
You're turning it to the camera. Why did they just draft Tariq Skubal the year they drafted third overall when he was drafted the ninth round? You know, you got to find draft talent all through.
I just want one guy who is a mind blower, who is everybody
Andrew
is jealous
Painter
of.
Painter is coming soon.
His ERA is 5.
I don't care.
Where this guy on the Brewers now, who is striking out every player, where did he come from?
He came from college.
Okay. Well, then they should take a college guy.
He's older than him.
But okay.
So take a college guy.
Yes.
In the middle round, sure. Could you go for high upside?
What round? What round was the Brewers guy taking it?
I think he was like second or third.
Okay, so we don't need the number one overall pick. I was just like, this is out of. There's like 30 rounds
Chase
in the baseball
Burns
draft.
Was the number fifth overall pick. Yeah. I mean, come on. Walk with me here.
I don't want to walk with you anymore. I don't trust you anymore.
Sean Gamble.
You and your damn
Josh Hammond.
Prospects.
Yeah.
Love them.
Get him out of here. Give me somebody good.
Yeah. Now, yes. Don't let him come up, but also get me his nuts.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which one here? Who is being more disrespected in off-season rankings, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? Jalen Hurts.
Definitely Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. At 71 point, well, you do not even believe that.
No, I said Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
But I knew the fans.
Yeah, 71.1% Jalen Hurts. Who is most likely to be Superman in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts or anybody? Of course, Jalen Hurts. Who is the smartest guy in Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts. Who's the tallest guy? It's definitely Jalen. No. I saw it. Embiid. No, it's Jalen. Jalen's the tallest. Who's the strongest? It's Jalen. Who's the best looking? Jalen. Best reader. Best at math. Jalen. Check. Jack. Sorry. What's coming up in the top 5 and 5?
So it's a Stock Watch Friday?
Yeah, Stock Watch.
Buying or selling stock in WIP.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Another shot at his coworkers.
Yep. Would never.
Yep.
Would never.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.